in a pretty stereotypical Christian household. You know, we went to church, we went every Sunday, and my parents also served in the church. It kind of seemed like the thing to do, and that's what we did as a family. But I always could feel this underlying tension between my brother and then my parents. I never really was sure what was going on, but kind of just tried to push it to the side. I think this all really came down to this one moment around the age of 10 where my parents are really just in this big argument with my parents. I mean, my parents were in an argument with my brother, and it was getting pretty intense, and I was kind of trying to remove myself from the situation, get away from it, hiding back in my parents' room. And I remember they like brought my brother back to me, and my sister were in the corner crying. And they're like, "Don't you care about what you're doing right here? Don't you care about how you're making them feel?" And my brother kind of looked me right in the eyes and said, like, "I don't care about you. I don't have any love in my heart for you." And that really hurt. That was the guy I looked up to, the person who was my role model in my life. That's who I cared the most about, and that kind of shattered my world. But pretty soon after that, he moved out, because he's about 10 years older than me, moved out, and life kind of continued. And I had to kind of just pretend this wasn't something that happened. Pretty soon after that, accepted Christ in my bedroom with my dad, where I think I understood most of what the gospel was, but I think there's still some missing pieces. I think that for a long time, I really thought I had to earn God's love. I thought that if I could do the right things for him, he would love me more, because in my mind, this God who is abundantly more graceful, more righteous, way above me, how could he come down to a sinner like me and love me when my own brother couldn't even love me? And this is something that I think worked for a pretty long time, this legalistic walk where a lot of middle school, a lot of high school, did the right things, got the good grades, made my parents proud, and I felt like I was making God proud. I was joining the worship team, I was memorizing verses, I was doing everything that I thought was the right thing to do. But it really all came crashing down at my senior year, where I feel like it was the beginning of the end for me, where, you know, soccer season was ending, I wasn't getting into the colleges I thought I was going to get into, the relationship I was in for a while, that ended, and it felt like everything that I had that I was really good at was kind of taken away from me. And this caused me to go pretty deep into isolation, where I just kind of took a step back and thought, if I can't do things well right now, I don't know if I want to be around people anymore. So kind of just went to school, went to work, did my thing, and pretend like I was perfectly fine. But there was one really key night for me where I just like prayed to the Lord. It had been a long time since I prayed to him, but I just prayed, "Lord, I believe you. I know what your son did for me on that cross, and I just want you to change something." And it wasn't just an immediate change that night, but just a couple days later, my youth pastor, he reached out to me, and he said, "There's this traveling worship team. They really need a drummer. Just go join it." And I don't know why I said yes. At that point, I really didn't want to go on that trip, but I wanted to play drums. I thought that'd be fun, so I showed up. And that summer was pretty transformative for me. We showed up, and those first 3 days, we just didn't touch our instruments. We just got in the Word. And at first, I was pretty upset. I was just trying to play drums. I didn't want to do this reading thing. But I think it was the first time I can say in my life where I genuinely was reading the Bible just for the Lord, just to learn about him. I wasn't trying to gain something for myself or anyone else's approval, but I just wanted to learn about him. And I don't think this was a full surrender moment for me, but I think this was a big step in the right direction. So then coming into college freshman year, at this point, I'm actively seeking out this Christian ministry because on my trip over the summer, they were like, "There's this thing called Crew. You should go join it." So I decided to come, go to church with Jake Newton the first Sunday, have a great time, and I start getting into the community. I start surrendering a lot of things in my life. I start changing in so many ways where I'm getting close to the Lord. But it was always something underlying where I felt like I needed to give something more up, and I just couldn't get to the bottom of it. And this all came down to one Sunday at Christ Community Wesleyan Church where they were doing this sermon on surrender. And in my mind, it was just a basic sermon. It was just something I heard a ton and ton of times. But there's something different this time. I felt this overwhelming conviction the whole entire service. There's something I was holding back, something I needed to surrender to the Lord. And we got into worship, we got into an altar call, and I just prayed to the Lord. And it was immediately set on my heart that it was my brother, that years had passed, and there was a point where I just stopped praying for him. I stopped thinking about him. I was holding this grudge. I had this hate in my heart for everything he had done to me, and I just didn't want to give that up. And the Lord was just putting on my heart that he had done so much for me. The Lord had all this grace to forgive me of every single sin that I had done, yet I couldn't forgive my brother of these small things in comparison to all the sins that I had. And it was just laid on me that time that I was in the wrong at this point, that I had to forgive my brother, I had to forgive God for everything that I had done towards both of them. And it felt like this weight was lifted. It felt like I was propelled. It felt like I could take these steps and walks in my faith where I was led to go to Ishijin City, not just one time, but two times. And now I'm going to go to Estonia this summer. And it feels like that one moment pushed me so farther in my walk. And just to give a little bit more just back to the beginning of the story. This past winter break, I was at my church. It was a Christmas Eve service. There's a lot of those. You get really tired after playing a lot of them. And this was one of the last ones of many services. We were up on stage. I was getting ready. We started playing the first song, and I looked in the very back, and I could see, like, walking in the very back of the church, my brother and his wife walking into the church. And this had been the first time I'd ever seen him in my church in 10 years. So this was, like, a big moment for me where I realized surrendering that grudge, giving away that hate, and praying for him had led that moment to him coming to church again and restoring that relationship back to almost where it had been. So I just want to leave you guys with one verse to just wrap this all up. It's in Matthew 6, verse 14. It says, "For if you forgive others their offenses, your heavenly Father will forgive you as well. But if you don't forgive others, your Father will not forgive your offenses." The Lord has been so gracious to us to forgive us of every single sin we have. Why can we not forgive those around us? Thank you, guys.